You're listening to author Tyler Tischler reading from his book, King Arthur's Children, A Study in Fiction and Tradition. Learn more about this book at www.childrenofarthur.com.
King Arthur's Children, A Study in Fiction and Tradition by Tyler R. Tischler, Ph.D. Introduction. The subject of King Arthur's children is not widely known, even to the legend's most avid readers. Mention of these children may make readers pause for a moment, say to themselves, "What children?" and then add, "Well, of course there's Mordred, but sometimes he is King Arthur's nephew rather than his son." My reaction was similar when I first found mention of King Arthur having any children other than Mordred. The fact is, however, that King Arthur has traditionally had children almost since the legends were first told. Over the centuries, these children were lost amid the continually increasing number of new stories, many springing up without any source in the tradition, only to be added to the legend, while the original Celtic stories were largely forgotten. Occasionally, when scholars came across obscure references to one of Arthur's children in the earlier sources, they were unsure what to make of this curiosity. As Arthurian studies have progressed, particularly over the last century, however, efforts have been made to understand the historical time period in which King Arthur lived, around the 5th to early 6th centuries. This research has resulted in many new discoveries and even more theories, some of which will now allow us to make more accurate statements about King Arthur's forgotten children. With the continual increase of interest in the Arthurian legends, it is time that a study finally be made of King Arthur's children. If we wish to discover who the historical King Arthur was, perhaps we might find out something about him by studying his children. The need to study King Arthur's children is almost as important as the study of King Arthur himself, because King Arthur's children, as we will see, are what help connect us to King Arthur's time period. The concept of King Arthur and the golden age he established fulfills a psychological yearning for many people. Comfort and satisfaction can be derived from believing in King Arthur's ethical code. People have a need to believe in a golden age, as we saw during John F. Kennedy's presidency, when attempts were made to compare Kennedy in the United States to King Arthur and Camelot. By discovering Arthur's children and descendants, we find a link between the age of Arthur and our own time. At the end of The Discovery of King Arthur, Geoffrey Ash asks why the spell of King Arthur continues to excite us and capture our imaginations. Ash suggests King Arthur's popularity in the United States may be based in Americans' tendency to speak about their roots. But then he comments, "I doubt if this whole answer, since most Americans are not British descended." Actually, estimates of Americans of British, English, Irish, Scottish, and Welsh descent runs from 50 to 80%, depending on the study. The number of studies and results on the internet of how many Americans have British ancestry is too many to detail, but they can easily be found. Even people who identify themselves as African American often have Caucasian blood, and those descended from slaves with white blood will generally find that the southern white slave owner in the family tree was of British descent. If we consider that King Arthur likely lived about the year 500 AD, and we then consider how many descendants he had and how they migrated across the globe over 1,500 years, it is not much of a stretch to suggest that nearly everyone on earth can potentially be a descendant of King Arthur, provided he lived and did have children. DNA analysis recently has proven that everyone of European descent alive today can claim descent from anyone who lived in Europe prior to the year 1200 AD. In fact, as Steve Olson demonstrates in Mapping Human History, Discovering the Past Through Our Genes, if we go back just 10 generations, we each would have 1,024 ancestors,